So good evening and welcome to the conference call to comment the results of the first 2016 semester of FILA SPA. We would like to remind participants to press star one to reserve their contribution after the presentation. Now the floor to Mr. Massimo Candela, the Managing Director of FILA SPA. So good afternoon everyone, and welcome and thank you for being here. I have the pleasure and the honor to comment the results of the first 2016 semester. These results are quite positive. Sometimes they've gone even beyond our rosiest expectations. Allow me now to start with some basic information. First of all, for the first time in 2016, after many years in which we registered quite flat results at the world level, in 2016, we registered a growth in consumption. This was not foreseen by us in the past, in previous years. We always had some stability in the past, but now we are registering opinions based on which consumers have started, in a way, reacting to this sort of invasion of the digitalization era, and are now coming back to old traditional styles. So there are lots of interpretations, but the fact is that for the first time, after some years, a marked growth has been registered. Within this trend, I can tell you that FILA is overperforming the market. It has registered a double-digit turnover growth, also this term, in spite of the many, so to say, turmoiling results all over the world. Our EBITDA is growing even more than our turnover. The reason for this is the same. As we are an integrated company, it is both upstreams and downstreams integrated. Such a significant growth and organic growth in turnover, and then the later speaker will go more into the details on this. Very interesting details to understand how things are going. So our EBITDA is registering a much more significant growth than our turnover because of this operational leverage. Our growth is taking place in quite a balanced way all over the world, and this is the best confirmation of the fact that we are going very well. I can also anticipate to you that Mr. Dalle Rani, which we're going to consolidate starting from next February, are performing very well. They are anticipating some actions that we wanted to do. Normally, we in a way set a much longer period of time, but now we're seeing quite good performance compared to last year when we acquired the company. So totally, on the whole, the context is very positive, and within this context, FILA is overperforming, trying to conquer market shares over our most important competitors. So I think that's all for the time being, and I think we can go on with the agenda. Thank you, Massimo. Now I'd like to take the floor. Please go to our presentation. Please go to page four of our presentation. There you can see the growth trends for this semester. The revenues for the first semester of 2016 are 201.5 million. I'm referring to the core business five. The increase compared to the first semester of 2015 is 42.4%. So that's about 70 million. Of course, we have to consider two basic effects that we had, the M&A and the FX effect. The first one is 52 million, and that refers for 21.9 million to India, Pioneer, and an acquisition made by Brett Fine in the paper sector. So there are these two entities where the turnover is 21.9 million. Dalarani has a turnover for these 5 months, so from February to June, of about 30.1 million euros, for a total M&A turnover of 52 million. As a result, the stock exchange rate effects, that's negative. We have three main currencies, and they, of course, have a basic effect, the renminbi, the dollar, and the Mexican pesos. Of course, I'm making a comparison with the previous year. The U.S. dollar has remained unvaried. The Mexican pesos depreciated by 19%, while the renminbi, so the Chinese currency, depreciated by 5%. Talking about turnover, the renminbi is not that influential because turnover in renminbi is intangible, while the effect of depreciation of 19% on the Mexican pesos led to this negative effect of 6.1 million euros. As regards the geographical areas, we have 14.1% million organic growth, 4.8 million in the Central and South America, in particular Mexico, where an organic growth of turnover of 2.1 million euros was registered, followed by Argentina, 1.7 million euros. The other area with major growth is Europe, with 4.8 million euros growth, plus 7% compared to the previous year. The most important growth in Europe was registered in Italy with about 2 million. But also Russia did really well, together with Scandinavian countries and Germany. In North America, growth was plus 3.9 million, plus 1.8% compared to the previous term. And here we're referring especially to the United States. As regards our product, of course, I'm always talking about organic growth, so 14.1 million growth. The most important growth of these 14 million was registered, was compared to 7.1 million euros, especially as regards glues and chalks. The most important growth was registered in the product line pencils for 5.5 million euros. In particular, colored pencils, graphite pencils, and the fine art pencils in Germany, which also did really well. As regards office products and industrial products, growth was 1.3 million euros, with an increase of 5.9% compared to the previous year. This was the area which is not that much the core area of the group, where we have different types of products, pens, synthetic tip pens, and industrial products, among others. In this area, the growth was especially in the area of industrial products and synthetic pens. It's also important, in my opinion, to look at the total growth by geographical area. I'm referring to the pie charts at the bottom of the page. You can see clearly here that by geographical area, the big change compared to the previous year was the consolidation of the Indian market, dollar's turnover can be broken down between North America and Europe, while when it comes to product line, you can see that there was a significant increase in the area creative instruments, the pie charts show a total turnover value, so a non-organic value. And the most important growth here in the creative product sector was due to the fact that we added Dallas products to our product starting from last February, with an increase of almost 9 percentage points on the for this line, on the total of all lines. As regards the EBITDA, so please look at page 5, you can see that the adjusted EBITDA grew by 8.7 million euros from 27.9 million euros of the previous year, first semester 2015, to the 36.6 million euros of the first semester 2016, with a total increase of 31.3%. Here, too, we have to divide this growth in between the M&A growth, 5.6 million euros, and the FX exchange rate effect, where we had a total effect of about 300,000 euros. I've always said that the FX effect weighs for about 1% of the EBITDA. So in this semester too, the FX effect is not that significant, and that's due to the combination of a negative effect of the on the Mexican pesos and a positive effect on the renminbi, and the combined effect of these two currencies provides for about 300,000 euros on the EBITDA. If you take these effects away, organic growth is plus 3.4 million euros, equal to 12.1% of growth compared to the first semester of 2015. So that's more than proportional than the growth in organic growth in turnover, which was about 10%, because of the operational leverage phenomenon of about 45.5%. Characterizing FILA. It's important to point out that the influence of the margin of the first semester 2015 was about 19.7%, while in the first semester 2016 it's about 18.1%. This decrease in margins is due to the consolidation of Dalarani and India with lower margins compared to the FILA group. Dalarani has about 8% margin, and India we have about 15% constantly during the year. If you take these two phenomena away, if you do not consider them, the incidence of EBITDA on our turnover, on organic turnover, would be about 20.1%, that is to say higher than the one registered in the previous semester. And that is because there was an improvement in incidence and on the gross margin. In particular, last year, during the first semester 2015, we had costs that, of course, had a negative impact on the gross margin. Then the production efficiency has improved thanks to improvements made in China, in our Chinese plants and in Germany. And we had a better sales mix. In particular, I'm referring to Mexico in this respect, where some sales were in a way switched from public tenders characterized by a lower margins to other types of sales, and this had a positive effect on the gross margin. Extraordinary costs refer to all M&A costs, and they refer to costs for the acquisition of the Dalla Group, as well as costs borne for the future acquisition of the Carson Group. In terms of incidence by geographical area, you can see that with the consolidation of the Indian market, the weight of the Asian area has increased from 7.5% of the first semester of 2015 to 14.5% of the semester. If you go to page 6, you see the adjusted net income. This value shows an increase by 28.5% compared to the same value of 2016, so starting from 13.3 million euros to 17.1 million euros. So the lower incidence, the lower value in terms of percentage increase compared to the EBITDA increase is due to the fact that at the level of EBIT, we had to register greater depreciations due to Dalarani and about 17 million euros of financial burdens. At the level of net debt, so net financial position, our net financial position passed from 38.7 million euros at the end of 2015 to 188.9 million euros on the 30th of June 2016. The 150 million increase can be broken down in 27.9 million operating cash flow, and there was a cash absorption of 66.4 million euros for the free working capital, which is typical of our season because we are absorbing paper for our type of business. Then we had cash out for about 5.4 million euros. We had an M&A effect of about 104.2 million euros due to the share acquisition and due to the consolidation of our net financial position of the Dalar Group. Then we had to pay cash out for 2.4 million euros for interests and paid dividends for 4.3 million euros. The effect, the negative effect, was due to the fact that we had exchange rates on the EBITDA and turnover, but that has a positive effect on the FM for 2 million euros because both entities have debts, and so their depreciations, the depreciations of their values, brought about a positive effect in terms of effects in terms of consolidation of the PFM. As the graph shows, if you take away the M&A effect, 104 million euros, the PFM in the first semester of 2016 is about 84.7 million. So if you compare this value to the 38 million euros before, the worsening of PFN is 46 million euros. And if you compare this to the 59 million euros absorption of the first semester 2015, you can see that there was an improvement of about 13 million. So in the first 6 months of 2016, the group has a lower cash absorption compared to the first semester 2016 for about 13 million. This is mainly due to the better cash situation because the group had to adjust its stocks and floating capital in order to meet demand. This year, the floating capital has stabilized, and so the group has, in a way, absorbed less cash compared to the previous year for about 13 million euros. Okay, I'm finished with my presentation, and we are here available to answer any questions that may be. We would like to remind participants to press star 1 to reserve to book their contribution. We have a question. Now the floor to Alessandro Cecchini from Equita. Good morning, everyone. I have a couple of questions. The first one concerns Dalar. In 2015, Dalar had about 80 million euros turnover with an EBITDA of 8.5. In the light of the trend of the first month, I would like to know what kind of forecasts you have for Dalar for 2016. My second question concerns the organic growth of turnover that was really very strong in the first semester with a plus 10% growth in terms of turnover. I would like to understand what kind of view you have on the third quarter, especially considering the fact that last year the organic growth was very strong. It was about 19%. So this is a very challenging kind of comparison in the third quarter. And then I have a third question. I would like to have additional information on Carlson. What kind of trend is the company experiencing in this stage? Even if you're not entirely in the company, you can maybe give us some indications on the company, and you can, and can you also explain the diminishment of margins on the EBITDA in the second quarter that was higher than the first quarter? Thank you. I think I can start and then leave the floor to Massimo on data. I would like to start from your last question. Well, clearly, this result was due to the fact that in the first quarter, Canson was less heavy in a way. Now we have 5 months of Canson. Dollar weighs for about 8%. So in total, it is much lower than the value registered by the group, which was 17 last year. As regards India, India too registered this type of kind of reduction effect for margins. It is about 15% second and third term, where the incidence is higher compared to the average of the year. And this value has a decreasing effect compared to last year. If you normalize the value, the normal value from these two phenomena, dollar and India, the incidence in the second quarter is about 20.1, so it's higher than the first of the first, than the one of the first quarter. And this is mainly due to the fact that the GM had a mix of sales, so the mix of this phenomena lead to the fact that the organic incidence would have been higher than that of the previous year. As regards the growth of dollar, we expect a growth in pounds, the level of turnover. We have one single digit, and in terms of EBITDA, a double digit growth. So because they're doing very well, the results are very good. They might have had some problems in terms of deliveries, but they're now coping with them. So this is what we are expecting for dollar. And then maybe I think I can leave the floor to Massimo. Hello, Alessandro. As regards dollar, the data you talked about before, that is to say 80 million euros and 8.5 million euros EBITDA, please bear in mind that the exchange rate between the euro and the pound sterling was about 1.4 at the end of last year. So clearly, the data you are indicating in euros clearly, if you have now the exchange rate is 1.18, so the same piece of data would be 67 and 6.5. So against this preliminary remark, which is purely mathematical, I would say the dollar exports for about two-thirds of its goods, even I would say three-fourths of its turnover, by producing most of its goods in England. So this strong depreciation of the pound sterling today is putting dollar in a much better competitive situation compared to, because they're traditional Europeans. But it is clear that dollar's competitive improvement will be seen over the next 6 months simply by changing the fact that they invoice about 50% in dollars. So clearly, this will only but benefit us. At a competitive level, it will take a little bit more of time. We will now see in 2016. But in general, what Stefano said is correct. If you translate in euros, if you translate dollars performance in euros, we expect a very high single-digit growth in turnover, higher than the budget that they had and higher than we had, higher than than what we had presented to our banks and our boards. The EBITDA will grow slightly more than our turnover, Because Dollar, like Fila, is an integrated company. So it has an operational leverage which is quite important. It's quite significant. So this is as regards your first question. So as regards the question concerning the result in the quarters, second and third quarter, these two quarters tend to be quite similar because the third quarter is July, August, and September. The first has May and June, and these are the months where you normally do the, so to say, school campaign. So the figures of the second quarter are normally very similar to the ones of the third quarter. Clearly, today, with this quite significant increase, arts and craft, so Dollar and Carlson, for us, also the fourth quarter will be very, very important because it was a specialization of our business. This is very positive for us. So as regards the third quarter, we still have lots of the school business. Carlson is not still there, so I expect figures similar to the second quarter. As regards the fourth quarter, I think that we will have good results, increasingly more important. As regards Canton, we have this, have to, of course, talk to the managers, take decisions, but on the first thing to say, from the point of view of the customers, the Canton Group is actually giving us a very, very good image to us. It's changing the balance in the sector, and this to our advantage. There are customers, clients, which are opening up important opportunities for us, and we will have to be good and able to exploit them. Canton standalone is quite surprising me, but in positive terms, before selling the company, they had presented us with some marketing ideas, but I thought they were only to embellish their figures in order to be more appealing. But actually, the standalone company is performing much better than we expected. We, at the end of the year, we think that these figures I'm going to tell you are very rough and they are not final ones. They're just out of sensation because we cannot access this data. But we expect an EBITDA of about 9 million euros. And this is quite surprising for us because we thought we could start from a much worse figure. So I would say quite well. Canton and Dollar are now benefiting a lot of this positive trend of the sector. And this is something that I cannot exclude because they have liquidity. Of course, we sort of do not have any kind of magical recipe. Our intervention is very limited, but we are nonetheless seeing companies that are growing a lot, single digit and also double digit. And this is certainly due to the fact that the sector is doing really well, is going through a very, very positive situation. Thank you. Thank you to all. So if I understand well, the issue of Dollar, the EBITDA that was registered in the first semester, so the second semester will probably be more important than the first one from the point of view of the seasonal, if I understood well. Allow me to state the following. At the moment, I do not have access to figures, but I can tell you that the second semester of Dollar is markedly more important than the first one. And this is worldwide because the company is more focused on arts and craft, and this will apply also for Canton. If I look at the first semester, actually, we do consolidating accounts only from February. So compared to 2015, we register an important growth of the EBITDA in percentage terms. So the trend will be very positive. very comparable if you look at their type of business. So this is a type of growth which is their own organic growth, because probably they are sort of absorbing a European situation that did really well. They've started delivering much better. I think there is also a psychological effect on their customers. Looking, they've seen this group growing up, and so dollar will certainly benefit a lot from the union with Canson. So if I look at 2016, June, compared to June 2015, there's been a very important growth of dollar standalone. Thank you. At the moment, there are no other questions. Hello, I'm Stefano. I just like to tell you the EBITDA in pounds of dollar is about 2 million for the first quarter, for the first semester, sorry. At the moment, there are no other questions. We would like to remind participants that they have to press star 1 to reserve their contribution. Now there's a question on the floor to Giorgio Martorelli, Amber Capital. Good afternoon, everyone, and congratulations for the good results of the first semester. I'd like to ask you two clarifications. First one, as regards dollar, as you explained, 60-70% of their turnover is not UK pound. So when we look at that, the devaluation of the British pound is more positive compared to costs than on the revenues side. So more on the cost side than on the revenue side. Don't you think there's an impact on consumption? Because normally if you buy this type of material, you don't change their view because of the Brexit. So I don't know if there has been any impact on the UK market, but I would like to have a confirmation on this. Second, you talked about the margins of the company you bought. I would like to understand how long it will take for the acquired companies to reach the same margins of the group and what the possible costs or possible investments might be in order to achieve these goals. Thank you. Hello, Giorgio. Thank you for your words. As regards Brexit, I remember when I was asked what I thought about Brexit, I've always said, I love England, I love London, I hope that we're not going to experience any Brexit. But if I look at my portemonnaie, I hope we're going to have the Brexit, because it was inevitable that the pound was going to depreciate, and dollar would have certainly benefited from this. So the logic is quite simple. Our products have a very limited unit value, and even when we witness price lists growing by 10 or 15% in England because of depreciation, still, these increases will have a limited impact on the budget of anyone. So what kind of effects are we now going to witness? First of all, we're going to have an effect on the British market, where dollar is already a leading company or co-leading company with its main competitor. But its main competitor produces in France, and it's a Swedish company. So its competitor will be forced to increase its prices more than dollar. And so I think we will follow suit, but we will have an increase in margins. The bulk of dollar's turnover takes place in the United States. This year, we will have a consolidation effect because of the revaluation of the pound on the dollar, which is significant. So from a competitive point of view, having acquired dollar now was very positive. The fact that dollar makes about one-third of its turnover in England is interpreted as follows. Our competitors only come from Europe. So in my opinion, we cannot but expect an increase in prices. As Fila, starting from the 1st of July, we increased our prices by 5% to make up for the jump of the British pound from 128 to 118. So July and August, we're performing exactly as we had expected, even better compared to the price increase. So this is already a very important quantitative element. We announced the increase on the 1st of July with effect from the 20th of July to give our customers the possibility to adjust their price lists. To answer your second question, which I think is more important than the first one, I'm increasingly convinced of the fact that the Council dollar operations are the best that we could do in our sector. Then, of course, the execution, we will have to be very careful in execution, in executing this project. But clearly, having two companies with an identical offer, both of them with complementary problems. Council is a leader. They produce paper, and they didn't have actually 2 or 3 months of production in order to lower the break-even point, while Dalla was a transformer, a processor of paper, but they didn't have the production. So bringing the two companies together is the ideal solution, and this is already confirming itself. I don't think I'm telling you anything glamorous or special by telling, if I tell you that if you close a plant that processes paper in England with 60 or 70 people, some fixed costs and some wages, I mean, simply by doing that, we are going to save a lot in terms of costs. And in this respect, we're going to improve our production because Dalla would buy from several suppliers, while Canson is better, is the best in terms of quality on the market. And that's the first aspect. Then there are all other aspects that we had already talked about in the past. In other words, Dalla was a company that would, in a way, consolidate a group. Now Dalla will be a subsidiary of FILA in the UK, so there will be a better impact in terms of lower administrative costs. Strategically, it's very important. There was a CEO, there was a chief operating officer, there was a chief financial officer. These professional profiles are redundant if you compare them to our organization. So we're going to have a much leaner organization in England, and leaner organization in terms of production because the paper processing plant will disappear. We're going to have production synergies because we have identical productions between Dalla and Mineri, so we are going to have the specialization of both plants, and we will improve the economic entries, and we will improve in terms of economies of scale. And we're going to have the benefits because Dalla would sell through distributors in some countries. Turkey is an example of this. Russia is another example. In Turkey, for example, they used to work with one distributor, and our subsidiary will absorb the whole turnover coming from that distributor. We also absorbed a couple of their own people because they wouldn't make any turnover. So our subsidiary, with the same organization in terms of fixed costs and the same salesperson from the business part of Dalla, will bring a lot of margin in Turkey. And this example can be done for many other countries in the world. In the United States, in December, we announced the closing down of Dalla's warehouse, and there are lots of key accounts overlapping with ours. So in some cases, we reduced the salesperson. In other cases, we eliminated duplication of costs. So to end with my answer, I think that between notice periods, better times, because we need to enter all the customer information of Dalla and Canson in our system. We have to restructure our offer. Some products are duplicates, especially, for example, between Dalla and Mineri in colors, Dalla and Canson in paper. After all these activities are done, I believe that by January 2018, we will be very lean, very lightweight in a way, and we will be very aggressive and fierce on the market. And I think we will see some first positive results started from 2017. So I think that starting from September 2017 onwards, we will see major results in terms of cuts of costs and recovery of important turnovers. Thank you. I have another question. As Alessandro said, in the second half, dollar weighs more. But in order to understand the traditional business before the acquisitions, how do you expect it's going to be in terms of orders for the third quarter? What type of organic trend are you expecting? Allow me to explain this to you, Giorgio. The peculiarity of business is the following. At an economic level, some fears lie ahead. The luck of our business, the peculiarity of our business is that this business is not impacted on economic cycles. And our business, I'm not talking about the color and art and craft business in general, this business is doing very well. There's lots of demand from the market. So I think there are no reasons why this should finish by the end of the year. And plus, there's another thing. I think I remember telling this to Alessandro when we first met. Our business is a business with companies that are quite old. And therefore, we're not going through very, sort of say, abrupt changes, quick changes. Changes take place over longer periods of time. So I think this is a very good year. This is going to be a very good year. And then, of course, I'm quite positive for the future because if also this positive phase of the sector would finish, we still have lots of recovery possibilities between 2017 and 2018 in providing our companies with efficiencies. I think that the most delicate year were 2016, but I can see we're going quite well. We're doing quite well. We still have 2017 with the execution. We have to bring together the two acquired companies, and I think that in 2018 we expect to see really unthinkable figures. But this year, 2016, is what we're showing you. It cannot be anything different. Thank you. At the moment, there are no other questions. So we'd like to thank all participants for being with us. And now I'd like to leave the floor to Massimo. Maybe he would like to add something. Well, I don't think I have to add something. If there are no other questions, I would like to thank you all for listening. Thank you also for the fact that you are supporting this company very strongly. And I really wish you a nice holiday period and hope to meet you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.